Hi, I'm Andy Puddicombe, the host of a brand new podcast called Radio Headspace. I'd love it if you could join me to start the day in a different way. Whether you like to think of it as a thought for the day, a moment of pause, or some time to reflect, and a reminder that no matter what's going on in our lives, there's comfort to be found in coming together for just a few minutes every weekday morning. You can listen and subscribe to Radio Headspace for free on radio.com, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you like to listen.
This segment brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
During these challenging times, listening is fundamental to promoting understanding and healing. That's why I'm Listening is here to help you talk about mental health. We feature conversations from celebrities and mental health professionals who share how they manage anxiety, depression, and other mental health issues. Our mission is to combat the universally felt crisis of distance and division by promoting conversations that end the stigma of talking about mental health. Find resources and more information at imlistening.org. That's imlistening.org.
You're listening to Mully and Hall. Back in 60 seconds on The Score.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the... Hey, Jamie, it's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only Wendy's 2-for-5 has all the chicken you crave. Choose from the crispy homestyle chicken sandwich, delicious spicy chicken sandwich, classic crispy 10-piece nuggets, or the legendary spicy 10-piece nuggets. But let's be real. You're going to get 20 spicy nugs for $5. I mean, that's what I would do. Enjoy a real deal with the Wendy's 2-for-5. We got you.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary at U.S. Wendy's. A la carte only. Excludes made to crave.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour brought to you by Basement Water Stoppers.
Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com, NBC Sports, Twitter.com/ProFootballTalk.
Day by day, we get better and better.
Mike Florio.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio. He joins us on the Al Pamonte Ford Hotline, Al Pamonte Ford in Melrose Park. Good morning, Michael.
Morning, how's it going?
Well, you know, we're trying to figure out. I mean, look, the Patriots are always ahead of the game, right? So they got more guys opting out. Is that it? They're just getting ahead?
Is this the tank for Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields? Just have everyone opt out. Hey, but you know what? Here's the thing. I was talking to people as recently as yesterday before the opt-outs began, and the thinking was single digits total. Well, we're now up to 11, and there's still 6 days left for guys to make up their minds. Now, maybe these guys have decided to plant the flag so they don't even have to show up for camp, but there may be some guys who show up and get a feel of the lay of the land and just develop a gut sense as to whether or not they think they're going to be safe and whether or not they think this is going to work. And then they opt out at some point between now and Monday. So I'm surprised it's been this many. And it makes me wonder, as more guys do it, do other guys think it's okay to do it? It has to be an excruciating decision. You give up your job, you give up your money, you give up the ability to play. And then next year, there's no guarantee that they're going to welcome you back. If the guy who takes your place is as good as you or close enough that dollar for dollar it makes more sense to keep him, you may be out on your ear. So it's a huge, huge risk to do this. And that's why we have to respect these decisions, because it has to be excruciating for a player to choose not to play football this year.
Because that's what's different with the other sports. Baseball has more guarantees in its contracts, the NBA as well. So you wonder if these are decisions that are based and rooted in health concerns, and you just have to respect them. You're exactly right. Mike, you clued into this yesterday. I thought was really interesting. Roger Goodell, twice since Friday, in speaking about this season, has referred to it as a full season with the plans for 2020, but not necessarily a complete season. What's the distinction?
Well, What and let me make sure I'm clear. They had been saying we plan on a full season. They've been saying that throughout the offseason. It's in recent days that he has pivoted from full season to complete. And all that complete means is there's a trophy that completes the season that is handed out to the winner of the Super Bowl. In 1982, they had a complete season, even though they only had 9 regular season games due to the strike. In 1987, they had a complete season, even though they had 15 games due to the strike, 3 of which were marred by replacement players. So complete to me is the opening for the possibility that they won't get all the games in, but they will get the game that counts the most in. They will crown a champion, regardless of whether or not there's competitive balance, regardless of whether or not some teams feel like it's not fair, regardless of any of that, there will be a Super Bowl champion. There will be a complete season, even if teams play fewer than 10 regular season games.
I have this image of Roger having some, you know, Cheerios in the morning, and all of a sudden he's spitting them out as he hears about the Cincinnati Reds, because that kind of a surge from one team, an outbreak, if you will, from one team, has got to send a shiver through the NFL.
Oh, absolutely, because baseball is doing exactly what football is going to be doing. It is a micro bubble. Alan Sills, the NFL's chief medical officer, calls it a virtual bubble. Well, you've got every team isolated for now, just like baseball did during their training camp, and then you're going to intermingle. You're going to travel. You're going to be playing other teams. And if baseball is going to have outbreaks, and they don't have nearly the proximity that football players have during games, it's got to be presumed you're going to have football outbreaks. The real question is when it's time to play games, and the NFL is banking on this reality, or they hope it's a reality, that the virus is harder to transmit, dramatically harder to transmit in an open-air setting or in a dome with good ventilation instead of in a confined space. They think most of the transmission occurs in a confined space. But even then, you can still have outbreaks within a given team. The question is, if a guy slips through the cracks who is shedding virus, who hasn't tested positive yet, is he going to infect opponents during a game? That's what makes this an even riskier proposition for the NFL, and I think it requires them to pay very, very close attention to everything that happens in baseball.
Mike, it used to be the most unsung hero in each organization was the guy, the salary capologist, and this year looks like it might be the infection control officer. The ICO, as they're referring to it on every team. Eric Sugarman for the Vikings in that role tested positive for COVID-19. That was a shocker. But I guess given the job description, shouldn't be terribly surprising. How surprised were you to learn that? And what do you make of this movement toward having one guy in charge of a daunting job?
Well, I think what it does is it proves how contagious the virus is. When the guy who is responsible for making sure that all I's are dotted and T's are crossed as it relates to keeping the virus out of the facility and keeping the players safe, when he can't even avoid testing positive, it shows you that no matter what you do, no matter what you know, no matter what steps you follow, there's still a chance you're going to test positive. And I thought it was interesting that the announcement points out that Eric Sugarman and his family all tested positive. You know, you can put these teams in a virtual bubble, but they're still going home at the end of the day. And you don't know where the kids are. And, you know, the younger people in a family tend to be a little more lax about this. They've been told all along they have nothing to worry about. And they're young and they don't want to be constrained. And that's just one of the realities of people in that age group. And you may have guys bringing the virus to the facility because they're catching it from their kids. And with that 24-hour lag between test collection and test result, that's when you've got that window every day. Every day. Today you find out that you were negative yesterday. Tomorrow you find out whether or not you were positive today. In the interim, you're at work all day, you're on the practice field all day, and you're potentially transmitting the virus. And the worst time that can happen is on a game day where you were negative based on the prior day's test. You've taken the test today, and you're not going to find out tomorrow whether you were positive when you were out there playing. That is the huge, huge risk the NFL's taking, and I hope it works out. You know, it's funny how some in the media are like, anybody who points out reality is rooting against football. Are you kidding? But are we supposed to just, like, act like it's not a real problem and keep our head down and our mouths shut and hope it's going to be fine? I think that's one of the reasons we're in this mess. Too many people just thought if you ignore this, it'll go away. Guess what? It's not.
Yeah, and you know, I think as we sit here and we watch as many guys as there are kind of opting out, and today is report day, so people are showing up to take a test, basically, and they need to get a few of them before they could turn up in the building. I wonder if you've talked to any kind of scouts or, Mike, any of the personnel people about what they expect from a college football season that might not occur, and if it does, would probably occur without a lot of the seniors, juniors. You think about some of the big-time schools. I would imagine half those players, 10 of those players, think that they're going to get drafted, and maybe another 10 think that they should be too. So who knows how many guys will opt out?
Yeah, I mean, the first question is, can college football pull it off? Here it is, July 28, and all we've heard definitively from any teams and conferences is they're not playing. There's no one who's come out and said with any real certainty we are doing it. They just keep kicking the can and working their way through the five stages of grief, because I think it's inevitable. A lot of these schools are not going to be able to pull that off. And if they try, there's a good chance they're going to fail. You've got, what, 90, 100 kids or more? You've got kids who are in a college town. You've right. got young men who won't necessarily be responsible about the situation. And you've got the potential for outbreaks within teams, for outbreaks between teams. And these are guys who aren't paid. It's one thing to say to a professional athlete, you're being compensated for this risk that you're taking. What is the compensation for the college athlete who already is getting screwed by the arrangement to now throw the risk of not just contracting COVID-19 and getting sick? Because we know that for a young, healthy man, the chances of that are small, but you're potentially giving it to others. You're potentially giving it to your parents. You're potentially giving it to grandma and grandpa. You're potentially going to kill somebody by being part of this wow. apparatus. The NFL wants college football to go forward, but I think the NFL is realistic. And, you know, the question becomes, will the NFL move any of the games from Sunday to Saturday to fill in that void if college football can't happen?
That's a great question and a logical direction to go for the NFL. Mike, away from COVID for a second. Alex Smith somehow was cleared to be able to play. Is that a realistic that he'll be on the Redskins roster? How will he proceed if training camp is allowed to open?
Well, he may as well be on the roster because he's getting $16 million this year one way or the other, fully guaranteed. So, you know, even if he doesn't play, I think he's got that attitude and that desire to help teach younger quarterbacks like Dwayne Haskins. He was involved last year when he was still in the throes of rehabbing from that horribly broken leg plus an infection that almost killed him. Now, Smith told ESPN on Friday he's been fully cleared for all football activities, but yesterday he didn't pass a physical. He's on the physically unable to perform list. So there's something strange going on here. Ron Rivera told local reporters on Tuesday morning, just minutes ago, that Alex Smith will be part of the equation if he passes a physical. So I don't know how we reconcile fully cleared for football activities with can he pass a physical. And some are wondering, because there's no real benefit to the team, some are wondering why he's on the PUP list. Why not have him out there practice? I mean, it could be they're just going to keep him away from practice. They're going to treat him like the quarantine quarterback for now, not take any chances with him. And then, you know, depending upon how things go, you can always trot him out, get him ready. I think he gives him a viable option. The guy has been through a lot of different offenses, and now Scott Turner is the coordinator in Washington. His dad, Norv, was Alex Smith's coordinator, Smith's second year in the league back in 2006. And the guy's only 36. It feels like he's been around for like 40 years. He's 36 years old. He's still got gas in the tank. And, you know, in a crazy upside-down tumultuous season, I'd have more faith putting the ball in the hands of a veteran than a second-year player.
Great stuff, Mike, as always. Thanks a ton.
All right, see you guys.
Thanks, Mike. Yep.
That is Mike Florio. Always good to talk to him. And we haven't mentioned yet, we should let you know, the Illinois running back, Ravon Bonner, is opting out of his senior season because of COVID-19 concerns. The quote, "The risks are greater than the reward."
Yeah, you expect that to be a common sentiment among some college football players. If indeed they're able to play this fall, there are going to be some players that decide it's just not worth it.
Yeah, and the Miami Marlins aren't going to play again until they get their tests in, so they've been canceled. The Yankees and Phillies are waiting for the Phillies to receive their tests this morning, but the thought is that they can go on, so we'll have to wait and see.
Every day, just have to wait and see.
That's it. How about it? Did I wake up this morning? Oh, I feel better. 9:40 this morning, Ian Rappaport from the NFL Network will be on with Dan, and at noon, David Ross with Lawrence. Rossi has a lot to say, right, David?
Oh, he does have a lot to say. He has a lot to answer for. Last night was a tough night for Cubs fans, but they did win. What are you going to do with Craig Kimbrough? How long is that leash?
And we want to thank everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
Boy, it means a lot to us. Thanks to our guy, Dustin Rhodes, our executive producer.
Breaking Bears news. The Bears have named their new head coach. It's John DeFilippo.
Great quarterback room. And our sincere thanks to our guy, Kemba. What a great job. Kevin Zipak.
Play with juice?
Yeah.
Passion, energy, and swagger, baby.
That's right. That's what Flip's all about. And Ray. Oh, Ray, I'll get emotional if I think about all that you've
done. Thank you, Ray.
We know, okay, that we're the best quarterback room in the National Football.
It was coming.
Yeah.
David, have a great day, buddy. God bless. All right. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 of the Score.
That segment brought to you by Door Systems, now offering touch-free doors. Call 1-800-THE-DOOR.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
If it is to be said, so it is.
You're listening to 670 The Score, broadcasting live from the Score Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers.
This is the sound of a blizzard treat at DQ, but it also sounds like a weekend bike ride, a post-game celebration, and a sunset on the dock. Wow, doesn't a blizzard treat sound good? Stop by DQ and grab one today. Like new Oreo fudge brownie. Thanks for being the sweetest fans in the world. DQ, happy tastes good.
To take this station with you wherever you go, download the radio.com app today and listen to this station and over 300 other stations. With the radio.com app, you can favorite your top stations for easy access and receive alerts with breaking news, contest opportunities, and more. To favorite a station, just click on the heart icon in the upper left-hand corner of your favorite station's logo. Go to your app store or radio.com/download and start listening today. Radio.com.
This segment brought to you by Basement Water Stoppers. When your basement leaks, you need help now, not months from now. Call Basement Water Stoppers today, and they'll see you within 72 hours. For a free professional evaluation and repairs within hours, call Basement Water Stoppers, 888-426-3074, 888-426-3074.
Eric? Let's say you just bought a house. Bad news is, you're one step closer to becoming your parents. You'll proudly mow the lawn. Ask if anybody noticed you mowed the lawn. Tell people to stay off the lawn. Compare it to your neighbor's lawn. And complain about having to mow the lawn again. Good news is, it's easy to bundle home and auto through Progressive and save on your car insurance. Which, of course, will go right into the lawn. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The Dan Bernstein Show. Weekdays 9 a.m. to noon. Cubs Radio play-by-play legend Pat Hughes.
Win or lose, there is always attention. There is always a great media presence. And there are always fans. It's never easy, but it's never boring. Not one bit. I tell people also, you have to learn to operate independently from the hysteria that is Cubs baseball. I think a lot of fans out there, Dan, when the Cubs win two or three in a row, it's, we're going all the way. Yep. And those same fans, when the team loses three or four in a row, well, wait till next year. And you just can't live that way if you are part of what we are, which is broadcasting and covering the team pitch by pitch, day by day, season by season.
Dan Bernstein, weekdays 9 a.m. to noon on Sports Radio 670 The Score, a radio.com sports station.
Does someone in your family have a drug or alcohol problem? Can you see what it's doing to you? If you're hurting and confused about drug or alcohol abuse and its effects on your family, let Families Anonymous help you. Families Anonymous offers direct help to family and friends of addicts through personal sharing. Meetings are free, not associated with any religion, and totally anonymous. For the meeting nearest you or more information, call 800-736-9805 or go to familiesanonymous.org.
Did you know that the equivalent of a garbage truck's worth of plastic is dumped in the ocean every minute? 17.6 billion pounds every year. Seabirds are dying after mistakenly eating